This shiur, good evening gentlemen, is for Thursday the 6th of August, Tes Zayin Menachem Av. And we shall be learning a little bit of the Hachona, Yom Tov Lechaveiroi, from one day, preparing from one Yom Tov to the next Yom Tov, from the first day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov. Very fascinating and important and very relevant halachas indeed. So we'll be learning Siman Tov Kuf Gimel, and we'll be learning a little bit of Seif Aleph, while it's not the entire Sif. So the halacha is as follows: Shelo lehochin yom tov lechaveiroi, also lefos levashel. Person is not allowed to cook, or bake, or lishchot, or to slaughter. B'yom tov on yom tov letzurch mocha for the next day. And vilu Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos, or yom tov, or you one day yom tov to the next day yom tov. That's what it means over here. Vilu yom tov, even from the second day yom tov. Not only that, but afilu b'shnei yomim shel Roshana, even if it's for 2 days Roshana, you're not allowed to prepare from one day Roshana to the next day Roshana. Now, what is this all about? Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan, Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the bottom. Also, lefois afilu, even davar she'eino melacha, even something which is not a melacha. Rak, only ticha ba'alma, only a little bit of effort. So anything that requires a little bit of effort, and you're doing it for the next day, it's forbidden. Could go in such as hadochas koras, such as cleaning the plates, b'avos yain, and bringing wine from the cellar. B'yom tov from one day, from yom tov lechaveiro to the next subsequent day. Gamkin also is also. K'moshin is bas sof siman tov reish samach zayin, as discussed further in siman tov reish samach zayin. So we're learning that one is not allowed to prepare one thing to the next. Now this is really, really important, because contrary to some misconception, it's not directly related to melacha. It's not if you do a melacha. It's any action that you may do from one day to the next is also. So don't wash plates if you need it the next day. Don't bring wine if you need it the next day. And what about going to the freezer and taking things from the freezer for the next day? What if you need chalas on the next day? Would you be able to do that or not? Serious melacha, you can't, because it's called hachon, it's called preparation. So anything which is a preparing action from one day to the next is also. Also, lehochin meyom tov lechaveiro. You're not allowed to do something, any action, any activity, any effort, which you're doing for the next day is also. That's called hachona, preparing, which is also. It's an issur d'rabbanan, which is forbidden. You're not allowed to prepare something just for the sake of preparing for the next day. There is discussions about conversations, and to prepare something in conversation, prepare something, discussing something for the next day, in order to prepare something for the second Yom Tov, and that is a bit of a discussion, some are makel, but certainly an action and activity, something which requires effort, and that would be awesome. The poskim discuss also Mishnah Berurah elsewhere about what's called the mishing the Sefer Torah, rolling the Sefer Torah into the right place. If you're doing that on the first day for the laning on the second day, would you be allowed to do that or not? And the Mishnah Berurah says you can't. Mishnah Berurah says in principle you can't, because that's considered preparing for the next day. It's an action, it's an activity, it requires effort. You don't have to prepare the Sefer Torah for the next day. There's an interesting about Kiveg who says that it's mutter, but that itself requires understanding, because the Pashto says that it's a problem. Even folding a talit for the next day is also. If you're doing it specifically because you need it the next day, you want it folded for the next day, that would be also as well. Right. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. In Sif Kotten Beis, Afilu Shabbos, the Ein Yom Tov Mechin Shabbos, you're not prepared from Yom Tov to Shabbos, Kitalef B'Gemorah, for Kolchkin Yom Tov Lechol, also it makes even worse if you're preparing on Yom Tov for a weekday, that's certainly also, but even Yom Tov to Shabbos is also. There is an interesting Chaya Odom, which is Kruten Shayat Tzien Sif Kotten Gimel, in Sif Kotten Beis. He brings in Sif Kotten Beis as follows, Ein Be'achoinim, Likamot Simen Tov Rish Lamech Zayin, he brings it indeed in a couple of places, Chaya Odom Bechlal, He says that if you are preparing something in the early mornings of the first day, on the extreme need, you would be allowed to prepare something for the next day. Again, there's two conditions. Tzorich Godel, so it's pretty much an emergency. And second condition is you're doing early in the morning. So it can't be last minute before Nacht, you're doing something for after Nacht. That would be also even according to Chai Adam. So two conditions according to Chai Adam to allow it. One is that you're doing it in the early morning, A, and B, that you're doing it only if there's an emergency or a really great need. But in principle, of course, you've got to appreciate, remember, know that there is a problem of achana. Interestingly, there is a bi'alocha over here, top of the page. Bi'alocha speaks about ben hashmoshes. Since ben hashmoshes, the twilight period between Shkia and Nacht, in that period, that is always considered a sofek yom, sofek laila. We don't exactly know when the first day ends and the next day starts. It's somewhere between Shkia Sechama and Tesa Kichovim. We don't exactly know when it is. That's called Ben Hashmoshes. There, the Bi'alocha said that's even worse. Every second might be a problem because every second could be potentially the borderline between the first and the second day, and therefore you've got to refrain from doing any melachos at that stage because you're not quite sure when the first day starts, finishes, and when the second day, the next day starts. So you can't actually even cook because you may be doing something which is starting, you're doing something perhaps oichal nefesh, but it's not really for the day. So you're doing it for the next day, which would be a problem. Interesting, bi'alocha, something to think about. The Shulchan Aruch continues, page 232, bottom line. Avol memala isha kadeira, but a woman is allowed to fill a pot. Although she only requires one piece. So you don't have to measure it exactly how much you need. So you can cook a little bit, with that extra piece. And if there's spares and if there's leftovers for the next day, so fine, that's all right. Because all you're doing is you're measuring it for a reasonable, conventional, normal, natural amount. And if you've got leftovers, that's normal, that's fine. You can use that for the next day. You're not doing anything specifically for the next day. So again, mala isha kadera, a woman is allowed to fill a pot, bosa with meat, afal pi olosh, and atzichos, she only needs, and achatichach has only one piece of meat. Even if you know clearly there's going to be a bit of leftovers, that's perfectly fine. The kolshkin, even more so, she ochalishchot, you're allowed to shecht an animal on yom tev, afal pi although. You may only want the kezais, a tiny minute amount of this meat, but you're allowed to shecht the entire animal because it's impossible to shecht only a kezais of an animal. You've got to shecht the whole animal, and consequently, although you're going to need only a bit of it, but you're allowed to shecht the whole animal, that's fine. The point is, one action, you're doing one action, although you know that some of it is going to be left over the next day. One action, the same action, and therefore it's fine. The slaughtering of the animal, the shechting of the animal, the cooking, you're doing one action. If there's a bit more, even a lot more, which you know is going to be left over the next day, that's not considered achana, that is mutter. Similarly, a person is allowed to cook many pots, and to eat mikol achas meat, and to eat from everyone a little bit. So it's not just that you have to cook only cook one food, only cook meat, and don't cook extras. No, you have to cook a bit of meat and side dish one, side dish two, side dish three. Although there is going to be leftovers from all the pots, nevertheless, it's permitted because again, what you're doing is you're cooking normally, and it's normal. Completely normal method of doing things, and if there are leftovers, so let it be leftovers, which you can use for the second day, since that was not your intention. Rather, you cooked in a normal manner, and there's just a natural outcome, there's leftovers, it's nevertheless permitted. V'davka, continues Shulchan Aruch, that is, however, only koidem achile before you're eating. Havel acha achile, but if it's after eating, you're starting to cook, en yichol vashli, you're not allowed to start cooking after the meal. The loy man to say, "Oich kezais men, I'm going to eat a little bit of kezais now." Once you've completed your meals, and you said, "Oh, I'm going to start cooking now, and I'm going to eat a little bit," that is the hava haroma. That is considered cheating, a legal loophole. We've mentioned that many times over the past few weeks. That over here is a forbidden way of doing it. Again, you are full already. You've eaten your meals, and now after the midday Suda, you're now starting to cook, and you're clearly the intention is for the second day, But you're going to say, I'm going to eat a little bit of kezayis, and that allows me to cook it all. That's also because that's clearly aroma, that's tricking, and that's forbidden. Miui, Mavro Vishla, if you did do that, if she did that, then it's still going to be permitted but you have it to eat, but you're not meant to do that. Yes, so these are the halachas for this evening, for tonight. We spoke about the concept of hachana, preparing is also, and we spoke about the halacha that it's nothing to do with you or if you're doing a malacha or not. All it is really is that you're not allowed to prepare something from one day to the next. That is also, you're never allowed to prepare something from one day to the next. The examples given is koros, washing dishes, or bringing wine. You're not to do that from one day to the next. And we also compare that to taking things out from the freezer, laying the table, all those activities is also because you're preparing from one day to the next. This applies even to Rosh Hashanah. It certainly applies from Yom Tov to Shabbos or Yom Tov to weekday. However, if you're cooking a pot and you know you've got leftovers, and that's permitted, even if you've got many pots, it's still permitted. However, this is only permitted if you're doing it before the meal. After the meal, you're starting to cook, and it's clearly and obviously for the next day. Even if you're going to have a bit of kezayis, that's going to be awesome. That would be a problem, because that's a haroma, that's a legal loophole, that's tricking, that's cheating, and that would be awesome. I wish you a very good evening.